Ybor Lopez. He shut the door and locked it and leaned against it for a few seconds, eyes squeezed shut, teeth clenched. Then he went to the supply closet and unlocked the backup files safe, a fireproof metal block to which only he had access. He took out the Jose and Maria hypo, dropped his pants, and put the applicator nozzle flat against the large vein in his penis. He fired it, wincing, and rubbed the sting away. By the time he had his pants pulled up and the hypo locked back in the safe, the drug was coming on. He sat down and reveled in it, the clean, pure power that roared through his veins, the light that glowed from inside, the absolute confidence. What could she know about this? He felt a moment of compassion, of sorrow for people who went through life without having this. A gift from his own body, grown from his own seed. There was nothing wrong with it. It was the law that was wrong. To work. Leave no tracks, all right. No voice commands, no backup crystal. Go under the machine's intelligence and use it like its 20th century predecessors. Simple commands, executed sequentially. He did it all the time, for fun and the department's profit, as Whittier well knew. It was winked at. Probably half the science and engineering departments had someone like Ybor, who can make an hour of computing time look like 15 minutes. The missing time would show up on accounts like Slavic languages and art history, who didn't have Ybors. The same sort of skills could slip through the light encryption that protected the privacy of personal records. It took Ybor about a half an hour to set up the program that would assemble the cybernetic image of the private life of Aurora Bell. It took a few minutes more to have it do the same for Dee Dee Whittier. Insurance. He pushed a button to start it running and went out to get some lunch. Good timing. Jose and Maria did make you feel famished about an hour after you popped. It was a healthy hunger, though. Felt good. He walked down tree-lined 2nd Avenue to downtown, studying the undergraduate girls. His appreciation of their beauty had an exquisite purity, partly because he couldn't do anything about it until a day or so after the drug wore off. But that was not really a problem, he told himself. For everything there is a season. He tried to ignore the persistent itching pain at the injection site, the slight numb erection. It wasn't just the way they looked, moving in their soft summer clothes. He could smell them as they passed, smell the secret parts of their bodies as well as the public perfume, the astringent sunblock. He could feel the heat from their bodies on his face, on the back of his hand as they passed. He could almost read their thoughts, at least when they were thinking of him. What a wonderful day. He even loved the heat, the blast that glowed up from the asphalt as he floated across the streets. It was as if he had walked on the heat. Cars stopped for him respectfully, their horns music. Brakes squealing in beautiful unison as he triggered the street's emergency mode. As he approached Hermanos, the smell of meats frying was almost too much for him. He swallowed saliva and walked into the cool and dark. What were all these people doing here? Usually Hermanos was uncrowded until after 1. When the Cubans and Mexicans started drifting in. There were only 2 tables unoccupied. Ybor sat down at the bar. The owner, Sarah, waited on him. She made him uncomfortable. He had known her before the accident, when she was a lifeguard at the Eastside Pool. He had studied her body for hours when he was 11 and 12, and it disgusted him to think of what it must look like now. But he always went to the bar when she was serving. Hola, Ybor, what will it be? He didn't have to look at the menu. Ropa vieja y vino tinto. She wrote it down. Old rags and new wine coming up. She poured him a glass of red wine, cold, and went back to the kitchen.